In this bulletin, Joe Biden sworn in as America's 46th president. Victoria again records no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. And in cricket, three Big Bash clubs to wear Indigenous jerseys over the Australia Day long weekend. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. A strong security force comprising of thousands of troops was on standby for the inauguration ceremony of United States President Joe Biden, with the event taking place without any disruption. Troops in riot gear line the streets of Washington, D.C., and armored vehicles and concrete barriers block the empty streets surrounding U.S. Capitol. The ramped-up security was in response to the January 6 attack on the Capitol by far-right rioters and reports of possible armed protests leading up to Inauguration Day. But there were no crowds, and President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were sworn in safely. President Biden is calling for a path of peace instead of violence.
Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured.
Kamala Harris has been sworn in as America's first female vice president, making her the highest-ranking woman to serve in U.S. government. World leaders have congratulated President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on their inauguration. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has taken to Twitter to express that he's looking forward to working with the Biden-Harris administration. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has welcomed the new administration, while simultaneously reiterating to the ABC his claim that Mr. Morrison failed to rebuke Mr. Trump, especially about the Capitol riots.
It shouldn't have been beyond the wit for Scott Morrison to call out President Trump's actions. We need to be the US ally that the United States needs. And what that means is that friends are prepared to call out issues where they need to be called out.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the new administration marks a significant moment for America.
I really congratulate Joe and Kamala Harris on their achievement, on their inauguration today. It's a fantastic thing for America. It's a step forward for the country that's been through a bumpy period. And for us and America, it's a big moment.
Coronavirus restrictions in Queensland are set to ease slightly as the state records no new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. In the Greater Brisbane area, masks will no longer be mandatory in public indoor areas, and social distancing will return to one person per 2 square metres from 1 a.m. tomorrow. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queenslanders should still exercise caution in crowded places.
We're asking people that, you know, you're encouraged. If you are going into a crowded area or on public transport or in a shopping centre and you can't socially distance and you feel uncomfortable, just put a mask on. I mean, you can do that. That's entirely up to you.
Dancing and gatherings of up to 50 people in private homes and 100 people in public will be permitted, and seated, ticketed venues will return to 100% capacity. One new case has been recorded in hotel quarantine. Victoria has recorded its 15th straight day without any locally acquired cases of coronavirus. One person in hotel quarantine has tested positive to COVID-19. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's pleased with the number of Victorians getting tested, with 20,070 tests being processed.
I am advised that we're working very hard to not only process those tests, but also to try and get you a breakdown of exactly how many people have come back via the permits and how many of those have had their testing compliance with their 3-day rule, or 72-hour rule. That brings the total number of tests to 4,321,565, one of many metrics that shows how hard Victorians have worked.
To sport now, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has criticised Cricket Australia for its decision to stop using the term Australia Day in cricket's Big Bash League promotions. Three Big Bash clubs are to wear Indigenous jerseys over the Australia Day long weekend. The Sydney Thunder, Perth Scorchers and Melbourne Renegades will all wear special shirts in matches on the 23rd, 25th and 26th of January, with Cricket Australia also significantly dropping the term Australia Day from all of its promotions. A barefoot circle welcome to country and smoking ceremony will also take place before some games. The club-backed initiative forms part of several recommendations by the sport's National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Cricket Advisory Committee, with three games to be played on January the 26th. Now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, similar conditions and 35. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 30. Hobart, partly cloudy and 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 31. Wollongong, also sunny, 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, also 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy though, 27. Cairns, showers, 31. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is it. SBS News.